we're
so
live
much. I'm
in the studio,
to it.
Which I know. I'm going to speak for Mike. I'm just going to say we're so grateful to be here.
Totally.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yes.
Me too. I mean, it's, you know, it's been so great to get back to live music and being here in the studio with all of you. It feels like, you know, being able to have live person-to-person contact is just so amazing. It was so missed for so long.
It was so missed, and this particular space really lends itself so well to having live musicians here. We had to climb up a couple flights of stairs.
We did.
Look at the view. It's a gorgeous view.
It's a beautiful view.
We've got climate control, and we've got mics for everybody. And thank you, Mike, for helping us set up, as always. My dance partner. Mm-hmm. Keep me safe and looking good.
You're welcome.
That's awesome.
I'm going to start off with a song by Madeline Peru and allow Jennifer a few more minutes to get set up. And then you're going to come on live and I have it in front of me.
Yeah, we're going to...
You're starting with, it's the song, the river song.
Yeah, so we'll start with a song called River to Nowhere.
Yeah,
I thought we could, I wanted to just kind of share a little bit about... you know, my process. I think the whole songwriting process is so interesting, and it's so different from person to person, and the whole like songwriting to production process and co-writing versus writing by myself. And I, you know, it's just a topic that I love to talk about. So we'll do a couple of tunes from my last record, and we'll talk about, you know, how I kind of go from creating the song to delivering it to the people that helped me then make it real. And that's a pretty awesome process.
I'm really looking forward to this conversation.
Me
and being
too.
Able to hear you perform this live, and we'll talk about it and then hear the whole song from your recording, and kind of like that's the benefit of having live music.
That's right. That's right.
You get to play around with it.
Exactly. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Anything you want to say?
No, I'm ready to, you know, kick this off whenever you're ready.
Okay, let's do it.
And by the way, I'm queuing this up and I couldn't find it. And I said, Kirsten, it's not in there. She goes, you do have it on music, don't you? And I just rolled all four of my eyes at you. All right. Here's the song. Thanks, everybody. I'll be back next week at 9. I'm Mike. She's Kirsten. Stick around. It's WMFO.
Beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch and be my homeward dove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the above. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me through the curtains that are kisses have outworn. Raise a tent of shelter now, though every thread is torn. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Touch me with your naked hand. Touch me with your glove. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Hello. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. This is Tufts, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we are in Medford. We are in Medford, Massachusetts. That was Madeline Peru, Dance Me to the End of Love. I wanted to start with Madeline Peru because Madeline Peru can be heard on, today. Nothing like planning for the future in Lowell at the Boarding House Park at 7:30 p.m.
Nice.
So I think it's a beautiful evening to be in Lowell listening to live music.
Sounds like the place to be for sure.
Absolutely. Speaking of live music, and we've been talking about listening to live music.
We have.
Because Jennifer Truesdale is the other voice you hear on mic. Welcome.
Hello.
So good to see you.
It is so good to see you. It's so good to see you in person.
Yes, yes. Well, we've had this little progression where the DJs could come back into the station, but we had to be masked up and we had to wipe down the station. We did everything protocol.
Right.
We were all really good. And then in June, we got to take off our masks and now we're allowed to have guests back in.
Oh, it's so awesome.
And it was... Now, I'm hesitating just a moment because I know that we were at WMWM together for Live Day, and you've been here for Live Day, so I'm not sure which of the two stations I first met you, but it was a college radio station where we first met in person.
I think it was here. I think it was here for Live Day, and then WMWM, mm-hmm. and then back here. Yeah, but I think it was here. I think it was as part of MFO's Live Day.
It is a glorious place to be.
It really is. You know, and there's just the whole vibe here is just so awesome. I love it. You know, from the awesome murals on the wall and the stacks of records. I mean, who just doesn't love stacks of records?
Yes, exactly. I think, Mike, you had a guest on who was like perusing through the albums, right? Who was here?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Is this thing on? Hello?
It is. Of course.
Oh, yeah. Everybody always looks at all the albums and just goes, you know, while salivating. It's just a blast from the past, and it's just a beautiful thing here.
Yes. It's our ongoing project to organize them all. I think we have album days, and we're always behind the eight ball, but it gives us something to work on.
Yeah, and they're cataloging all of these to put them in a digital database.
Yeah.
So that it's searchable. It's quite a project, but that's what we're doing.
I bet. Yeah. But what a great project, and what a great way to, have them forever, you know?
I know it. We don't have, radio is not what it was, right? And it probably won't ever be, but we've got this, and it's just the best.
Absolutely. And I think that even though particularly commercial radio isn't what it used to be, and probably you're right, never will be again. I mean, I think that independent radio and college radio, people still want it. People still, are calling for it. So it's, it's different, I think, at the commercial level, but I think in this sphere, it's very much wanted. It's like vinyl. It'll never go away. No. People love it. It might be a smaller audience, but
Well, Jennifer, I'll tell you, and I'll leave you with this. What we always say is if we're not, playing local music and local musicians, then we're not doing our job. That's why we're here.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, but it's a labor of love.
Absolutely. And we as local musicians just love being a part of it.
Happy to help.
Having you here and supporting you guys.
We do too.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being here and lugging your equipment up the two flights of stairs.
I am a strong woman.
You are going to play... River to Nowhere
yeah.
in some form. I'm going to let you take the mic and do that, and then let's get back on mic and talk a little bit about this particular song, and then I've got it lined up to play it all the way through
yeah,
as recorded.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, what I thought would be really fun, because, you know, I was, as I was saying earlier on, and I won't talk too much before I start playing, is that, you know, as a songwriter, and this actually, it was a co-write with my really good friend, Dow Brain. So sometimes I co-write with other musicians, a lot of times I write by myself, but, you know, once the song is created, and you've got the lyrics, and you've got the melody, and you've got the basic harmonic structure, you know, then to record it, it goes through this whole other evolution. So I thought it'd be really fun for people to hear, like, sort of the song as it emerges, and then as it's sort of delivered to the musicians who are going to play it on the record, and then to hear the recorded version after it's gone through all the processes of the layers and the musicians adding their elements and that whole collaborative effort, which is just another hat that I wear as an executive producer. And I marvel at it every time, how these little songs that I write that I just feel like, well, I think I have a sense of how I want these to go. And then to see it essentially be birthed.
Yes.
With the collaboration of so many just amazing musicians and my co-producer Dave Minahan over at Woolly Mammoth, and you know, just everybody who's a process part of it, it's just makes me so happy.
Yes, and I just want to pull a small kernel out of what you just said
yeah.
and just acknowledge that we are on a show called Something About the Women because we acknowledge and support women in music, and you are able to say effortlessly that you are the executive producer of this.
Absolutely.
And it just, I don't know, it makes me a little teary.
Absolutely. And
fantastic.
You know, I am executive producer, and you know, I certainly give credit where credit is due, because every single person on this record is a hugely integral part. But it's my vision. And one of the things that I'm so grateful for is, you know, everybody that I work with, whether male or female, I feel like they really respect my vision, and they respect me as executive producer, and are always willing to insert their ideas and their thoughts. But there's just this, it's a mutual love fest, and I really appreciate that, because I know that in the entertainment world, women are not always afforded that, or we are still fighting to be afforded that level of respect. And I feel it every day.
Fantastic.
From the people that I work with, and I so appreciate that.
Thank you.
It means a lot to me.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well,
yeah.
I'm going to turn off my mic so you can perform. So
this one is called River to Nowhere. And this is, you know, me and my little keyboard here. And this is how I, you know, come up with these songs. And then I deliver them to my bandmates. So this one's called River to Nowhere. Yeah. When you're walking down that dusty road, sun in your eyes, keep your head up, let your feet be your guide, and you'll be home before you know. When you're rolling on that river to nowhere, feel it dragging you down. Lay back, keep your eyes on the skies, and let that river float you home. Oh, when the world feels so empty and so cold, there's a light and it's burning bright. When you're driving on that lonesome highway, taking too many wrong turns, look ahead, leave behind what's done, and I know you'll find your way home. Said you'll be home before you know. Thank you.
driving on that lonesome highway, taking too many wrong turns. Look ahead, leave behind what's done, and I know you'll find your way home. Said you'll be home before you know. You'll be home before you know. You'll be home before you know. I know you'll find your way home.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, I've like now have a million and one things to talk about, but
yeah.
Let's go in the direction of where you started with songwriting and the process and what you wanted to share in terms of this particular song.
Absolutely. Well, like, you know, as I was saying earlier on, often I write by myself in my studio, and, you know, sometimes the song, the nugget or the kernel of an idea for the song begins with a lyric. Sometimes it begins with a melodic idea, or sometimes I just sit down at my piano and I noodle around and I find a chord progression that I kind of like. But this one I thought was a really great example of one of my co-writes. And Dow Brain, the guy that I wrote this with, is just an amazing piano player. So for this particular song, you know, it was kind of a... I feel like sometimes songs are just sitting there waiting to be unearthed. Mm-hmm. And this one was one of them, because we just started playing, and he started playing an idea, and the lyrical melody, the whole thing just came to me. And, you know, and then it's like for the B section, where it goes to this totally different harmonic structure, that came from the melodic idea, and then he was like, oh, I could play that, and it just emerged. And sometimes I have to be honest, it's a marvel to me. Sometimes these songs have to be, I have to really find them. But sometimes they just emerge. And this one was one of those crazy songs that I was like, I don't know that I've ever written a song that fast, in terms of how it was like, oh. And that's, in my opinion, the beautiful part of that co-write process, because, you know, I get an idea, and then he gets an idea, and then his idea causes me to have an idea. And that, so that whole process, the writing by myself, is another beautiful process too. But this one was just one of those songs where I felt like that the perfection of the co-write process showed itself.
There was a synergy there.
There was an incredible synergy. And again, sometimes I listen to the songs after the fact and I'm like, wow, that's kind of a marvel that we found that. I don't. Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
It's one of my favorite phrases. Is the total is greater than the sum of the parts.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, obviously, I certainly don't negate. I mean, it is a marvel to me. But of course, there's skill and there's,
yes,
practice and there's a skill.
Well, there's a base that,
yeah,
that
a skill.
Is so probably there's some aspects of it that are so ingrained in you that you don't maybe even realize that you're pulling them up.
That's right.
But there are things, it's your art that you've worked on.
That's exactly right.
But it,
yes,
was, you've worked on it so much that it doesn't even feel like work anymore. It,
that's,
feels like,
right,
second nature. But it isn't second nature, because any one of us who haven't done that base work that,
that's,
you've,
right,
done, that every single scale, every single,
that's right,
like, you're listening with your ear, it's there.
And yes, and songwriting, I mean, it's such a skill. It is a developed skill, absolutely. I mean, I have friends who teach songwriting and are, in my opinion, way better songwriters than me.
Mm-hmm.
And the skill, it's just like, I feel like there's the skill and the art, and the skill and the art, and the two just, you know, you,
yeah,
keep working on that skill, and you keep tapping into your creative art, and that's the beauty to me.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is interesting, these things that we carry with us. I had an experience recently where somebody had asked me something about plants. And then 45 minutes later, we're still going on about native perennials. And I kind of didn't realize that I had this wealth of knowledge in my head and my heart until, like, I saw, you know, my friend's eyes glazing over. And
well, I love that, and I may tap you for some of that information.
Absolutely.
I'm a super plant lady. I'm still learning, but I'm a plant lady.
It's important. Should I play the recorded version?
Yeah, let's play the recorded version.
Why don't I do that?
So I feel like it would be awesome just for people to hear, like, okay, so that's what my bandmates and my horn arrangers and, you know, the background vocalists, this is what we get. They get.
Yes.
And then we all work together to put together the rest of it. So I thought having listeners be able to hear, and this is what happens when we do that, is kind of a fun evolution.
Fantastic. And I as we go through our visit today,
yeah,
I do want to explain to the listening audience what exactly I'm seeing here and how you're performing this music, because you perform live, but then also you are working on new recordings, and so let's talk about that
exactly.
as well.
Absolutely.
So both aspects, the live and the recorded.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. River to Nowhere.
Oh, when the world feels so empty.
Okay, so that was off of Jennifer Truesdale's recording Through the Circle. That's and right. What year did that come out?
That came out in the spring of 2019.
Wow, it just still feels so fresh and new.
I know.
Of course, there's COVID time, and we kind of have like time lapse and stuff like that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so that came out in the spring of 2019. Mm-hmm. And we are, in fact, in the studio working on a new record now. It's a process, so I don't really know exactly when it will be completed, but we've got, I think at this point we have 7 songs in some form in the can, as they say, working on that and, pretty awesome and performing live again, which has been amazing. But yeah, that came out in the spring of 2019.
Okay. It's interesting because, of course, you know, being here in this same space, we both get to see which each other do. And, you know, here being a DJ is very different than sitting very comfortably and calmly and relaxed and listening to music.
Absolutely.
So I'm like typing away and Jennifer's doing this. I do want to explain that Jennifer's here with a keyboard.
Yeah.
And so you do have a keyboard on stage with you, but it isn't, and you use it for composing, but it's not your primary instrument.
No. So I am a singer. First and foremost, singer-songwriter, and I write on piano, and I play piano, but when I perform live, I have amazing piano players that play with me, John Mulroy and Andrew Beckman, and in fact, when I'm lucky enough to have my full band on stage with me, John plays piano and Andrew plays organ. And mm-hmm. So it's just this amazing full sound. And, so live, I like to put my singing and performing center stage and let them carry the piano duties. But, you know, I write on piano and I play. But singing is definitely first. That's my principal instrument.
Well, and I think, and we've talked about this, I think also by having that space on stage, it allows you your physical movements.
Absolutely.
And so my mother is a vocal instructor.
Yes,
she's
yes,
an opera
yes,
singer.
Which is awesome.
And she has performed. I mean, she started performing when in the 50s.
Yeah.
And she would say that performers then, it had more of like a, people had more of a park and bark.
Yes, presence. I agree with you. Yeah.
And she is still teaching voice.
I love that.
And she just thinks that movement is so important in their training and education. And I think that's something that's always struck me about seeing you perform live is your movements on stage are absolutely beautiful. You've got dance movements.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's interesting. So first of all, I would love to meet your mom sometime because she sounds like my kind of lady.
She is.
As a vocal coach myself, I mean, yeah, I always encourage my students and myself, you know, to use your space, whatever space you have, because sometimes stages in contemporary singing are teeny tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And when my 10-piece band is on the stage at the Burr, and it's teeny tiny, the amount of space I have to move in, but own that space.
Yeah.
Whatever space it is. And for me, it's, I feel like the movements, you know, I think that as a younger singer or new singer, who's new to performing, sometimes thinking about how you want to move and planning your movements can make a lot of sense so that you're not feeling like in the moment you're like, I don't know what to do. But for me, after many, 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 many years of doing this, the movements just come from my being present and feeling immersed in the music and immersed in my audience.
Yes, your audience responds to that movement. Yes.
And my audience is just amazing. And there that shared energy, I feel it, and that just I move with it. And so, you know, sometimes I don't really know what I'm doing on stage, but I'm feeling the music, and I'm feeling my audience, and musicians often talk about getting to that plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's when the music and the movement and the audience, it just all clicks.
Yes.
And those are the moments. Those are amazing moments.
And it's interesting, since we're talking about performing and you performing,
yeah.
I've had the pleasure and the honor of seeing you in so
yeah.
many different ways. At the Burren with your full band, which was amazing. I feel like that was last October.
Yes, it was October.
Yes.
Yep.
During pandemic, you were on Zoom and you had a couple of performances. In fact, Zola was on with you on one of those.
Yes.
I remember that.
She's
and
awesome.
Then, of course, at some of our porch fests and your work with Joe. And, and you and Joe were here.
Yeah. And he wished he could have been here today, but he had some other commitments. So
we'll get him another time.
He
can run, but he can't hide.
Exactly.
But you have such a connection with the music community. I mean, those are all...
Yes.
Musicians of, I mean, Joe does Led Zeppelin stuff.
Yes.
And I'm afraid of Led Zeppelin.
Did you know that I did the Zeppelin show with them in March?
Really? No, I didn't know that.
So Chris Cody often does the Zeppelin shows with him, and I think they're doing one in September. But I did the one with them in March at Boston Harbor Distillery. What a blast.
Yeah.
What a blast to sing Zeppelin all night long.
Wow. Well, you know, there's Les Zeppelin.
I know. I love
yes,
it.
I did go and hear them.
I love it.
Actually, Mike Newman was there. He was at Led. Oh, fantastic. He was at Led Zeppelin as well.
How much fun is that? So, yeah. So, Joe, I have a real strong connection. I mean, this musical community in Boston is just amazing. And I'm so... I love just being a part of it, whether it's you know, as a performer, as a coach, and, you know, like you were mentioning, Zola, who is just taking off.
Yes.
I mean, she won, I don't know, how was it, 4 Boston Music Awards?
Yeah.
I mean, her music is amazing. If people don't know, find Zola Simone on wherever you listen to music. She's just fantastic. And, you know, I just love being a part of this community. So much amazing talent in this city. And great friends.
Lucky us. Is there anything you want to say about Sunrise before I play the recorded version? Because I feel like there are some musicians on this version
to... So one of the things about this song, Sunrise, is, you know, you and I were talking about lyrics earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like lyric writing is such a craft. And it is a craft that I endeavor to... get better at every day and dig deeper every day. But lyrics to me are just so crucial, and especially as a singer, because that's what we hang on and we work with. But for this particular song, Sunrise, you know, to me, I feel like the lyrics, I love how this one came out. But the key with this is John Mulroy's piano. I just love the way he played on this song. It just... this is a great example of when I try to communicate with my bandmates what I'm feeling with this song, and then they play something and I'm like, oh my God, not only is that exactly what I didn't know I needed, but it's like better than what I possibly could have imagined. So this song, Sunrise, features John Mulroy's amazing vocal talents.
Okay,
fantastic. Piano talents.
Thank you. And no, we would realize when we heard this song who was on vocals.
Sorry. Piano. John's piano talents. My vocal talents.
Okay. Here we go. That's the beauty of live.
That's right.
Here we go. I'll play the recorded version.
See you.
Okay, once again, that song is titled Sunrise, Jennifer Truesdale. That is from the recording Through the Circle. And I played a couple songs now from Through the Circle. Jennifer's performed them. You can buy that.
You can buy it.
And one of the places I go to listen buy music is Bandcamp, because my understanding is the musicians get a higher percentage of the cut, and they're just a great organization. And if I put on my Markskin Radio hat, we have connections with them there in just terms of our DJs who know them personally and just feel like they're a great organization.
Awesome.
So,
yes, absolutely.
Music, I guess, are they distribution? Is that what you would say?
Yeah, it's like a digital distribution platform. So you can find my music there. You can find my music on my website where you can purchase it. And of course, it's always available for streaming on the appropriate platforms. I wanted to just make a quick mention on that last song. Just a real quick, another shout out to David Minahan.
Woolly Mammoth.
Oh my God. David Minahan over at Woolly Mammoth Sound, who is co-produced that record with me. And in the liner notes for the album, I sort of joked, like, you know, this is who John Mulroy played piano and Joe Musella on guitar. And I'm like, David Minahan and Jennifer Truesdale on like little tidbits and doodads, because all these little extra sounds, whether it was that drum sound, mm-hmm. or we had this beautiful like pan flute sound on that record on a keyboard. Anyway, all these little extra doodads. He and I worked on that together, and he just has such wonderful ideas and is absolutely like a master mixer. I just love working with him so much. His engineering skills are off the hook.
The musicians who I've spoken with who have worked with David Minahan just have so much praise. Located in Waltham.
Over in Waltham.
Yes. And so the show that I went to for Led Zeppelin, there were a number of bands there, including Justine and the Unclean were there.
Yeah.
Kid Gulliver was there. A band, Justine's daughter is a musician, in a band.
Awesome.
And so because of their connections with Dave Minahan and Woolly Mammoth, they had played at the French Club.
Yes.
In
Waltham. I know exactly where that is, yeah.
Now, I arrived early. Actually, Mike Newman was there, too, and I arrived early, and they wouldn't let me in early, and I said, but I'm French-Canadian. They're like, yeah, wait up by the curb. They're like, yeah, that doesn't float
here. They're not buying it.
What a great venue. I love that venue.
I'll have to check that. I wasn't able to go to that show, but I know exactly where it is because it's very close to where Woolly Mammoth is located.
Yes. Yeah. And it has something that we don't often have in the urban environment.
Parking. Well, that's the, I don't know if you've been to Boston Harbor Distillery yet. What a great venue.
So I am glad you brought that up, because I am going to play something by Samantha Farrell before my show is over, because Samantha Farrell is going to be there
Friday,
26th.
Yeah.
The 26th of August.
It is an awesome venue. I've played there a few times now. And number one, the venue is amazing. It's like a Civil War era warehouse that's a distillery. distillery. It's so cool. All this like exposed wood beam. So it's really cool looking, and the sound is really great. It surprisingly sounds good for how cavernous it is.
Yes.
You might be worried that it sounds great, and it's right on the harbor. But to your point, tons of free parking.
Wow.
Like
okay.
What venues in Boston have free
yes,
parking?
Yes, because Annelle, a person who I sometimes even refer to as mom, will be in town. And so I was wondering about the logistics of getting her there.
It's so, yes, it's just on the other side of Boston, kind of like on the Dorchester. I think it's technically Dorchester.
It is Dorchester.
But it's right on that Quincy line.
Okay.
And it's right on the waterfront. And there's a huge parking lot.
Good to know.
You can't beat it. You really can't beat it. And there's just such great music there. So highly recommend that people get there.
Okay, live music. Hey, Jennifer, I'm going to give you a little bit of a break because you gave me such a lovely list of musicians who influence you.
Awesome.
And I'm going to start with Etta James.
My fave. One of my faves.
Okay, here we go.
St. Gabriel,
They say I killed a man. They threatened my life. But I went to prison because I was his wife. And I had stood it as long as I could. Oh, I went down to St. Gabriel for what I had to do. Oh, St. Gabriel. St. Gabriel. It's a hopeless life, and it's a crying shame. It was me or him, and I took the blame. You can feel. Now they say I was right, and I'm free to go. So I'm standing out here by the side of the road. All the sad songs about leaving. Not about coming home. Oh, I've been down in St. Gabriel with nowhere to go. In St. Gabriel. St. Gabriel.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, well, you know what I'm going to say. Adopt a dog, adopt a dog. If you're going to get a dog, adopt a dog.
Yay. We have a shelter mutt.
Yes, they're the best.
He's a little coconuts, but we do love him.
Yes. I'm turning on all four mics because I have Linda Vienz here as well.
Yay, I'm so happy to be here.
It's a party.
It really is. We're back in the studio. Unbelievable. Oh,
One of the topics of discussion earlier had been that Jennifer was talking about her music and very confidently and without hesitation had referred to herself as executive producer, which I know I have heard from you as well in terms of your musical leadership. And this is something about the women, and we support women in music and support leadership of women in music.
That's right.
Feel honored to have such amazing, strong women here in the studio.
Thank you, and back at you.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say.
Yes. Okay, Linda, I'm going to take you off mic just for a moment because, Jennifer, you're going to play another piece that is not yet released.
No, so I thought it would be really fun for people to, like, we were talking about sort of the whole songwriting to full production process, and I thought it would be fun to just play a little snippet of one of the new songs off the new record so you can sort of imagine where it's going. And one of the things that I just wanted to sort of mention about my own writing and my own music and artists that I love to listen to, you know, I'm really into genre bending, and, you know, I mean, certainly blues and soul and all of that is at the core of what I do, but, you know, some of it's more rock and roll and some of it's more straight up blues and some of it's more, you know, soul and whatnot. So I thought this song would be fun because it's a little bit different than what you've heard so far, and it'll be on the new record. This one's called Not Your Mother.
Okay, fantastic.
Who's ever thought that phrase before?
Take it away, Jennifer.
Oh, tell me now, baby. Like you're made of broken glass, like we're always leaning on the edge about to crash. Well, tell me, is this what we're doing? Is this what we're doing now? Look, I'm not your mother, not your jailer, not your enemy, and all this heaviness around us, you know it's weighing on me. Wanna be your lover, your partner, your constancy. Baby, let me know, how's this gonna go? We make it harder than it has to be. Living here together, we can still be you and me. Well, I don't wanna tame you, and I don't want to be tamed, yeah. I'm thinking maybe, darling, you're feeling the same. So tell me, are you with me? Are you with me now? I said I'm not your mother, not your jailer, not your enemy. And all this heaviness around us, you know it's weighing on me. Can you be my lover, my partner, my constancy? Baby, let me know.
Great lyrics. look. So that loving. It's a lovely, tender.
Fabulous.
I know,
right?
I know. I feel like sometimes, I often joke that oftentimes my songs, like, they're like polar opposites, like just heart-wrenchingly sincere. Or not.
A sense of humor is always important
with
music.
I know, right? Right, yeah. So anyway, that one's going to be on the new record. We're still fleshing it all out, but that's called Not Your Mother.
And you have a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Well, thank you. Wow. Thank you.
And the new record. I know. But still, can you give us a little idea of when and where and how and...
So my hope is that it'll be spring of 2023, but that's ambitious. We'll have to see, but that's, you know, hopefully sometime in 2023. It's in process. It's more rockin' than the last one. I'm pretty psyched about it.
Nice.
Wow.
Some of the tunes, I mean, it's still, you know, blues at its core, but this one's a little bit more rockin'. And like I said, we've got, I think at this point, 7 songs to some varying degree of being in the can. We'll be working on it more, this fall and winter.
Okay. Well, you know, cold weather, it's woodshedding.
It is woodshedding time. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great. So spring 2023, we have something to look forward to.
Let's hope. Yeah. So I don't know. Did you want to play the other song before we end off? Or because I wanted to mention one other thing before we did that. But if you had other things in mind for the moment.
So we were between, we have time for one more song, so we have a choice. So why don't you say what you were going to say?
Yeah.
And then you get to decide.
Oh my God, it's so hard to decide. Well, actually, what I really wanted to do, so the two song choices, and I think we're going to play my tune, mm-hmm. but I just, as part of the conversation, I was kind of talking about genre bending and just wanted to give a shout out to an artist by the name of Yola, who I'm like completely obsessed with these days. And
yes.
I love her genre bendingness. And so check her out if you haven't already. But one of the things I want to make sure to do today is I've been giving a shout out to the various instrumentalists who played on my last record. But I really wanted to give a shout out to the other singers because I'm all about vocal arrangements. And I put together some... what I consider to be awesome vocal arrangements for this record, and I put a lot of time into them, and I had 3 amazing singers sing on the record with me: Lydia Harrell, Kit Holiday, and John Grant, and they just are amazing.
Oh, right. I've seen them on stage.
Holy
with you. They are.
Holy cow. They're so amazing. So I thought we'd play this last song. It's called I Need You Tonight because it really features their vocals. And I just wanted to give a shout out to them because they just rocked it. They were amazing.
Okay. And this whole piece, I mean... The horn, like I
oh,
just love
horn.
This song
and,
so much.
Exactly, me too. And so another shout out to Rurika Takushige, who did the horn arrangements for this record, and Hiro Takushige, and Sabero. Oh my God, I'm blanking on his name. The trombone player. Anyway, check him out on the liner notes.
Okay.
But Rurika did all the horn arrangements and also just amazing. I'm totally blanking on his first
That's
name.
Okay.
This is terrible.
I'm pretty sure.
Angel Sabero, trombone player.
There we go.
Holy cow.
And I
Sorry,
do actually
Angel.
Have my physical copy
yay,
here.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful recording. It's available on Jennifer Truesdale's website. It's available on Bandcamp. If you go to other areas, you can find them there. I'm going to go ahead and play...
This one's called I Need You Tonight.
I Need You Tonight. Yeah. And I will also remind you, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Reform Radio in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm Jennifer Truesdale. She's been here with me. And then we'll be passing the mic to Linda Vienz and talk about everything that Linda is going on. And Mike on the mic is still here. He's
Yay.
Been helping out with...
I'm hiding over here.
Mics and... Lack of extension cords and everything. So thanks for your help today, Mike.
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. I Need You Tonight.